AI was not used in the creation of this podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.
Hello, this is Jason Pearl with Service Corps and the Franchise Customer Experience Certification. Welcome to the Franchise News Podcast.
Thank you, brother. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news so you don't have to. There's a new normal in California for many franchisees this week. The state's $20 per hour minimum wage for fast food workers is now in effect as of Monday. Lisa W. Miller and Associates Proprietary Research reports that only 44% of Californians are supportive of minimum wage increases for restaurant workers versus 50% across the total U.S. The report also shows the state of California has already been outpacing economic concerns. Throughout the first quarter of this year, 66% of consumers in California reported pulling back on going out to eat due to high prices. More acquisitions in the news. Best Life Brands announced the acquisition of Next Day Access, a provider of residential and commercial home access solutions. J.J. Sorrenti, CEO of Best Life Brand, said, "As the population of older adults steadily rises and the desire to age in place remains prevalent, we're positioned to enhance our ability to provide comprehensive accessibility solutions and support services to individuals and families across the nation and Canada." As part of the acquisition, Next Day Access brand president position will be filled by franchise veteran Michelle Popelka. One Group Hospitality, owner of STK and Kona Grill Concepts, will acquire Benihana and RA Sushi in a $365 million deal. Benihana, founded in 1964, has 88 company-owned restaurants and franchises another 17 locations in the Americas. Manny Hilaria, One Group president and CEO, said the strategic acquisition of a one-of-a-kind restaurant platform with a compelling financial profile supports our broader strategy to fortify and diversify our leading portfolio in best-in-class experiential vibe restaurant concepts. Threshold Brands has acquired Miracle Method. This is the 11th acquisition for Threshold Brands. Miracle Method specializes in repairing and restoring bath and kitchen surfaces. Ted DiMarino, CEO of Threshold Brands, said, "I'm thrilled to welcome Miracle Method's franchisees, employees, and customers on board, and we look forward to investing in the future success of business as a Threshold Brands company." In non-acquisition news, Frios Gourmet Pops announces its partnership with Make-A-Wish for World Wish Month. Throughout April, Frios will donate $1 from every pop sold at select events to Make-A-Wish, with the goal of raising significant funds to support the organization's mission of creating life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses. CEO Cliff Kennedy said, "Frios has always been about more than just pops. We're about making people smile, creating lasting memories, and giving back to our communities. Partnering with Make-A-Wish during World Wish Month allows us to extend our mission of spreading joy and positivity by contributing to an incredibly meaningful cause. We're excited to see our franchise owners, our happiness hustlers, join us in making a significant impact." We love milestones. Dave's Hot Chicken announced the opening of its 200th restaurant in the Dallas area by local multi-unit owner David Futrell. Company CEO Bill Phelps said, "Going from a parking lot pop-up run by three friends to a global restaurant with 200 locations in under 7 years is truly the American dream story." Entrepreneur is looking for your vote in the 2024 Suppliers Survey. If you're a supplier, you can vote now through April 11th for your favorite franchise industry suppliers in several categories. And a favor, please consider voting for my teammates at BizCom for top PR agency and my teammates at Brand J for top marketing and social media agency. They don't have a podcast category yet. Maybe next year. This portion of the Franchise News Podcast is brought to you by another excellent supplier, Brand Amplifier. The Brand Amplifier is an award-winning digital marketing platform designed specifically for franchise organizations. Quickly and easily manage social content and digital advertising across dozens, hundreds, or thousands of locations. Through the Brand Amplifier, franchisors are able to create high-performing digital campaigns that can be quickly deployed and funded by local franchisees using their own credit card. Using automation, programmatic localization, and machine learning, the Brand Amplifier helps franchise systems see a 500% or more increase in digital performance. For a limited time, it's 50% off if you visit brandamplifier.io and lock it in today. In People News, Ron Bender is now VP of Franchise Development at French Florist. At FranNet, Mario Castrojón is promoted to VP of Marketing. Scott Oakes is now VP of Franchise Development at Comfort Keepers. Danny Lair joins Dreammaker Bath & Kitchen as Director of Franchise Development. Best in Class Education welcomes Dominique Main as VP of Franchise Development. Martin Balcatus returns to Exponential Fitness as SVP of Operations for Lindora. 101 Mobility announces the return of Chris Deal in the role of Director of National Accounts. Matthew Knapp is promoted to VP Technical Product and Client Experience at College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Rave Restaurant Group announced a reshaping of its executive team, including Jay Rooney, Chief Financial Officer, Carlos Calhoulin, Marketing Director of Pizza Inn, and Liam Finn, Director of Franchise Development. Bar Louie has announced Brian DeHart is now in the role of VP of Franchise Operations, and Steve Colbert is now VP of Franchise Sales and Administration. Eggs Up Grill has named Chrissy McKinney as VP of Marketing and Communications, and Carly Ridings joins Benetrends as Onboarding Administrator. Congratulations to all, and go get them. A quick note, we'll be podcasting live at all of the franchise expos this year, courtesy of MFV Expositions and the IFA. First up, Franchise Expo West is back in Los Angeles April 12th and 13th, and then the International Franchise Expo in New York City, May 30th through June 1st. Today's Franchise News Podcast was brought to you by Text Request. Are you answering your phone anymore? No one is answering their phone anymore. Text Request lets you text from your franchise's phone number and from your computer so you can actually get a response. Whether you've got one location or many, you're a franchisee or franchisor, you can use Text Request to generate more leads, increase sales, earn online reviews, and so much more all through text. Visit textrequest.com right now to see a demo, or text or call 423-218-0111 to talk right now about how you can grow your franchise through text messaging. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.